What's going on, friends? Welcome to the new podcast, The Happy Grind Movement. My name is Jackson Desjardins.
And I'm Tracy Desjardins.
And together, we're a mother-son duo dedicated to helping you find solutions to unwanted habits that are holding you back from becoming your super self.
Jackson and I know what it feels like to be overweight, frustrated, and stuck. But we also know how to get lean, get confident, and rock your best life. Together, we're going to get real and give you the tools you need to live fully aligned with who you want to be at any age.
As former personal trainers, we believe that while fitness is one part of being a healthy badass, it's not the only part of true wellness in this life. Building your super self is a grind. Together, we're going to help you grind happy. What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Jackson. And this episode is actually going to be just me. Tracy D could not make it this week, but I figured it was kind of a good opportunity for us to just go one-on-one because I actually haven't done a one-on-one podcast ever. Done lots of one-on-one videos, but never a one-on-one podcast. And guys, this week, most of you know, I have not posted a video in like almost a month. And I never thought I'd be saying it. I never thought that the day would come where that would happen. But that's actually exactly why I wanted to make this podcast episode today. So, you know, yes, I'm going to be solo. I'm going to let you guys know where I've been, what I've been up to. But as far as podcast perks for you guys, you get the behind the scenes that the YouTube channel might not be getting as far as where I've been and just kind of the background. But I wanted to take this episode to share with you guys what I like to call the social media pandemic and some ways that you can combat it because it is not easy. And I want to just start out by helping you guys understand. So, you know, to those of you who are saying like, Jackson, what is this social media pandemic? You're being a little bit too dramatic. I just want to give you a background, right? I never really struggled with my weight my whole life, as a matter of fact. I mean, I never really did. I was always kind of chunky as a kid, but I never really struggled with it where like it was out of control until I had bodybuilders to compare myself to at 13 years old, right? And that's where social media came in. I mean, it was 2012. I was like 13, 14. And that was when everything was starting to come out and all the opportunities to compare yourself were just in your face, man. But I like to kind of say that with all of these opportunities to compare yourself, there were just all these forced shoulds on you, right? It was like, you should look like this on social media. You should post this. You should not post this. You want to make it look like everything is beautiful and perfect even when it's not. And that's just what's expected of you. You should do that. And, you know, I will never forget getting into social media, and immediately upon losing the weight, of course, you guys know, I had my influences, you know, I had my people who really inspired me on social media, but I remember getting on there and I was like, all right, you know, I lost the weight. Now it's time to get the likes, time to get the follows, time to get the abs, like, let's do this. This is what will make me respected and high value, right? It was an idea of what I should be. And I've committed for, you know, 2.5 years, almost 3 years to this whole YouTube thing. And I will say it's been really, really, it's been really reinforcing to me. I've really enjoyed it. I've really enjoyed getting to know so many of you, and I've really enjoyed helping so many of you lose weight for free, aside from the clients who have actually worked with me. And I guess what I want to say about it is I've found that it's just kind of hollow. I see so many influencers who are nothing without the likes and follows. And I don't say this, you know, facetiously, or I don't even know if I use that word correctly, but I don't say it in a way that's like coming after any influencers. That's not what I'm trying to do. But I say it more so in a way where my heart goes out to them because I've seen so many of the people who at one point inspired me and they are now a slave to the algorithm. And all they want to do is go live a life, start a family, and their income entirely relies upon their posting to YouTube and they're posting to these social platforms and staying relevant, right? You know, I think I always said this my entire life. I never understood why people like celebrities would do those monumentally crazy things, and just to like stay in the limelight. And I kind of get it now, you know, because as a YouTuber, sometimes you have videos that are popping off, and life is just perspective, right? Life is proximity. So when you're getting notifications all day on your phone, you think you're the center of the universe. You think everybody should be paying attention to you. You are the protagonist of life, right? And that's really not how it is. And when you don't get that attention anymore, or like, let's say you're not popping off, it's really easy to get depressed and to get bummed because you're comparing your life to where it was, which was getting all this attention and getting all these likes and follows and shit. And that's, life becomes really hard because you want to be back in that limelight. But it's the same concept as like, if you go to a concert, and I'm going to speak for myself, right? If I go to a concert and then I really like the band, I really liked the singer or whatever, and then I'm consuming their content for the next, like, I don't know, let's say month, I go on a spree where I'm like, you know, I just went to a Red Hot Chili Peppers concert or something, and I'm consuming their content for the next month. I'm listening to all their music. I'm watching interviews. I'm doing all that. And I assume that they're just like the protagonists of the world, right? Everybody's spending as much time with them as I am, right? We feel that way about our favorite YouTubers, about our favorite TikTokers, right? I know at the time of recording this, there is about to be an episode of Kenobi coming out, right? I'm a big Star Wars fan. And the new episode of Kenobi, episode 3, I believe, episode 3 or 4, that is coming out soon. And I've been watching so many interviews of like Hayden Christensen and Ewan McGregor and like all these Star Wars actors. And I find myself, just like when Game of Thrones was popping off, I was doing the same thing. I'm watching all these interviews and I assume that everything is just like about them. Like, you know, like the world revolves around them. And one thing I had to kind of remember, because we always do kind of try to compare ourselves to these people or our lives to their lives, you know, what goes up must come down, right? And whether it's you're popping off on YouTube, whether it's you're a celebrity getting a bunch of attention, whether you're a new artist and your song is hitting, you know, Billboard top, whatever, what goes up must always come down. And I want you guys to remember that, because I want to get into the main concept of this one, right? Of this episode, which is really going to be about unrealistic comparisons, right? Not even unrealistic expectations, but unrealistic comparisons, because that's really what the social media pandemic is, right? I made a post on my story recently, and guys, like, let me know how you're feeling about this, like this kind of episode. You know, send me a DM, let me know if there's a way to comment on whatever streaming platform you're listening to this to. I kind of digging doing this whole solo thing, you know, it's nice. Love my mother, but you know. But unrealistic comparison, right? So I made a post recently on my Instagram. It wasn't a post, it was a story. And I put up, I basically said, we all assume that whatever we see on social media, you know, it's like they're the protagonist and we're just a supporting character. And nobody wants to be a supporting character, right? Like everybody wants to be Harry Potter. Nobody wants to be Ron Weasley, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. And the fact that there's nothing wrong with that is me telling you that that's how it's supposed to be. You're living your life and the other person is living theirs, right? And even though it might seem like all the attention is on them, attention is relative and what you value is relative as well, right? That's where being an influencer gets a little bit difficult, right? Because you are taught to value likes and follows and, you know, if I look good in this picture and all this other stuff. And I will tell you this much, right? What worked for me when I was in, you know, into fitness early on before I got fat, like what was working for me in the gym and I was making progress and like I was making, I was getting bigger and I was getting leaner and it was great. Like, what was working for me then became not good enough once I started comparing my workout routine to what all of the influencers on social media started telling me to do. So then I went down a rat hole or a rabbit hole of, you know, not knowing if what I'm doing is correct, and then chasing optimal because it's all about what's optimal in fitness, right? That's why I say screw optimal on the channel. And it's wild because you look at workouts, relationships, business, all this stuff where you have opportunities to compare yourself to somebody else. You will always find that you are just like so disappointed because you're just trying to keep up with the Joneses all the time. And it's so powerful when you realize that you can just stay in your own lane. And that's kind of why I have not been posting, if I'm being perfectly honest with you guys. I just needed a break. For me personally, I just needed to be able to get off of social media so I could take some time for myself and spend some quality time with Chloe and focus on my business, and really just enjoy life for what it is and not base my life around how many views or likes or comments that I'm getting, right? Because I think we all make that mistake too many times. And one thing I want to say about being an influencer, guys, I know this is like maybe slightly all over the place, but I hope that you're resonating with this because I hope to be the friend that you need that you perhaps do not have. And that's really what I want this episode to be. But I want you to know, as somebody who has been influencing for a decent amount of time and who's been doing this whole YouTube thing and, you know, getting after it, I want you to know that all of the influencers that I have really come across that I have, that I've at once admired, and specifically in the niche of fitness, I've noticed that most of those influencers all got into what's called influencing, right? Because of self-esteem issues, including me, right? And, you know, before I try to take a dump on anybody else, which I am not, I'm not trying to take a shit on anybody, and I'm going to put myself right at the forefront of it, right? I think most people who want to get a following on social media, it's absolutely based in just insecurity. Because I have this running theory that like all ambition stems from strife from some kind, right? So when I say strife, I mean like whether it's resentment, whether it's, you know, wanting to avenge something or someone, right? I think if somebody's ambitious, it comes from some kind of pain. And with this needing the validation of likes and follows and comments and stuff like that, I think it comes from some kind of neglect in the past, whether it's a really bad breakup. Like, you know, most dudes, like, guys, this is actually kind of funny because I'm so one of these guys and I didn't even realize how true this was. Most dudes get into fitness and get into weightlifting specifically to like change their body and like, you know, make all this awesome change for themselves. Most of them do that out of anger because they got broken up with. Like, that's just the facts. That's most of the guys that I know who are into fitness hardcore have gotten their heart broken one way or another, or like they needed to prove something. And I think that's a lot of, you know, parallel to influencing. So the only reason I share this with you guys is because I want you to know I got into it, and a lot of the people you like have gotten into it because of that reason. I'm not saying everybody, but I'm saying, I know I did because I got my heart broken. I wanted to prove myself and I was like, all right, I'm going to figure this shit out. I was inspired. But I, you know, ultimately wanted to prove myself. And, you know, I think that at the same time, my YouTube channel has gone so many different directions, all because of comparison, right? Like if I'm being honest with you guys, like my YouTube fam listening, like my favorite videos to make are the ones where I'm going over a deep topic. I'm not showing you guys what I'm eating. I'm not showing you guys my workout. I hate bringing the camera in the gym. I am not a fan of doing that. I just feel awkward. I'm not a fan of that. I just don't really like being that guy, but, I do love helping you guys solve your problems and talking about really big life conversations and helping you guys. And you know what? Like I've gotten the most DMs and I've like, you know, quote unquote helped the most of you from the videos that I've made like that. So that's kind of the stuff that I like to make. If you're familiar with Matt Diavella, I really like his style channel. I don't know. I mean, I think that I would have made those things if I, buddy, buddy's buddy, my golden retriever, is in the room right now, puppy, and he is scratching himself conveniently right next to the mic. I think I would have made a lot of those videos if I would have just allowed myself to stop comparing to what other people were doing. And I think that's the whole point. Because the truth is, staying in your own lane is truly bliss. Like, it's bliss. And that's why I haven't showed up on YouTube recently, right? I needed a break and I needed to silence the comparison curse. And a lot of that comparison curse has to do with the social media pandemic going on in the country right now. Guys, like, we're so oversaturated with dopamine from consuming all these stories and all this content all day that it just makes the mundane tasks of life near impossible because we're used to such stimulation every single day. So that plus the comparison curse, I think it's pretty obvious why so many people are depressed nowadays. And the fact that people are like don't know where it comes from baffles my mind. Like, it baffles me. Absolutely baffles me. But yeah, so I mean, I guess essentially, guys, this is just going to be kind of a quick one. And I've really enjoyed just talking to you guys like this. But I want to just make one final note. And that is, you guys have heard me say it a million times, right? Social media is a highlight reel, not a real highlight. And the quicker you can understand that, so you don't compare yourself to it, the better your life is going to be. And I just want to make the point, guys, like, it's all a fake world we think is real. Social media. I'm telling you right now, like, we only see, including my social media, guys, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I'm not going to make posts that, like, I have done it. I have made posts that are like, hey, I'm not doing great, just to let you guys know. But I'm not a person that needs, like, attention from others if I'm doing bad. I just, like, want to be authentic with you guys and let you know that I'm human too, right? And most of the influencers and most of the, like, big names that you follow will never do that. And it makes you feel like when you do have problems, then your life just sucks because other people don't have problems, when in fact, people have effing problems. And you need to understand that. So life is perspective, and social media smudges our lens. It covers it with grime and fingerprints and smudges, right? You know, and like, you know, just to kind of reiterate that, like, if we all see life through a different lens and we all see life through at different angles of light and darkness, social media and the comparison curse literally smudges the lens and it puts all this nastiness all over it. And you have to wipe it off if you want to see life for what it is and not what you have been primed to see it as. And if you're feeling altruistic on social media, you know, in other words, if you're feeling like you want to just do what's right for the sake of doing what's right and not for any personal gain, then just be a little bit more authentic, you know, just be as authentic as you can. It'll actually make you feel pretty good when you can just be your authentic self on social media. And it's not always easy, but, it just truly baffles me how miserable many people are when they look like they're having the time of their life on Insta. And that's big facts, my friends. So on that note, I hope that you've kind of gained a little bit of value and found out kind of why I have not been on YouTube recently. I will be coming back soon, guys. I promise. I really do promise, but I'm just not quite there yet. I've got some more back-end business stuff that I'm figuring out right now. I will be back. My channel will be pivoting a little bit. And I really want to just start making content that is based around me being as authentic as I can possibly be and helping you guys as much as I can possibly help you, because I'm on YouTube for you guys, not me. And at this point in my life, I can genuinely say that. So on that note, I hope you guys have enjoyed hanging with me. I have certainly enjoyed hanging with you. So I will plan on seeing all of you guys in the next video, and I will plan on speaking to all of you beautiful people in the next podcast episode. So on that note, let's keep getting better together and let's keep grinding happy. I will see you guys in the next one. Peace.